Hello and welcome to another episode of Cypherma Research Podcast. Today, we're diving into the details of a critical vulnerability, CVE-20247198, discovered in JetBrains Team City. This flaw allows remote, unauthenticated attackers to bypass authentication measures, potentially gaining unauthorized control over servers. With a CVSS base score of 9.8, its severity is significant, potentially leading to complete system compromise, including unauthenticated remote code execution, RCE, capabilities. Cypherma combines cyber intelligence with attack surface discovery and digital risk protection to deliver early warning, personalized, contextual, outside-in, and multi-layered insights. We have built the next generation of AI-powered threat intelligence platform called External Threat Landscape Management, ETLM, to provide cyber defenders with the hacker's view to help clients prepare for impending attacks. Cypherma is headquartered in Singapore with offices in Japan, India, the US, and the EU. Customers include both governments as well as Fortune 500 companies across manufacturing, financial services, retail, industrial products, natural resources, and pharmaceutical industries. Our investigation reveals active targeting of CVE-20247198 by the North Korean threat actor Kim Suki. Open source intelligence, OSINT, gathering also indicates other threat actors scanning for and potentially exploiting this vulnerability. JetBrains Team City vulnerabilities are frequently targeted by nation-state threat actors, as seen in previous incidents such as the exploitation of CVE-20234273 by APT29 and the threat posed by Nebelium, Midnight Blizzard, highlighting serious risks, including supply chain attacks. This vulnerability, discovered in JetBrains Team City versions before the 4th of November 2023, enables remote attackers to bypass authentication and seize control of vulnerable servers. JetBrains Team City serves as a CICD server, automating tasks like building, testing, and deploying code changes, with robust reporting and analytics capabilities. Exploitation of this vulnerability has been observed, with threat actors distributing Jasmine ransomware and creating unauthorized user accounts. Threat actors associated with the Bian Lian and Jasmine ransomware families have exploited CVE-20247198 in JetBrains Team City, deploying Jasmine ransomware and creating rogue user accounts. On March 7, 2024, CISA added CVE-20247198 to its known exploited vulnerabilities catalog. Despite this, nearly 500 devices are still potentially impacted, with 241 publicly accessible instances of vulnerable JetBrains Team City servers. Previous incidents, including the exploitation of CVE-20234273 by APT29 and the threat posed by Nebelium, Midnight Blizzard, underscore the vulnerability of JetBrains Team City to exploitation by nation-state threat actors. Our investigation revealed active targeting of CVE-20247198 by the North Korean threat actor Kim Suki, with other threat actors also scanning for and potentially exploiting this vulnerability. This vulnerability poses a significant threat to organizations worldwide, including banking, healthcare, and software manufacturing sectors, heavily dependent on JetBrains Team City for automation. Industries dealing with sensitive information or relying extensively on JetBrains Team City for automation could become prime targets for exploitation. The authentication bypass vulnerability, CVE-20247198, in JetBrains Team City poses a severe threat to CI/CD pipelines, allowing attackers to gain unauthenticated access to critical endpoints and compromise automated software development processes. Organizations relying on Team City could face attackers assuming control of servers and manipulating build processes, similar to past exploits seen with vulnerabilities like JetBrains Team City CVE-20234793 or the SolarWinds supply chain attack. Threat actors, often associated with nation-state groups, have leveraged vulnerabilities to achieve remote code execution, facilitating malicious activities such as privilege escalation and lateral movement within networks. Robust security measures and proactive vulnerability management practices are crucial to safeguard CI/CD pipelines and critical infrastructure from such exploits. That is all for today. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the podcast, and we will see you soon with another research topic. This is the Cypherma research team signing off.